सर्वेभ्यो नमः. अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अच्सन्धिप्रकरणे वृद्धिसन्धेः वार्तिकेषु प्रादुहोढोढ्येषैष्येषु इति वार्तिकादारभामहे. सेप्टेम्बर् मासस्य तृतीयदिनाङ्कः, एकोनविंशतितमः पाठः इति मन्ये. येनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतास्मि मुनित्रयं. मुनित्रयन्नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते. गतकक्षायाम् उरण्ड्रपरः इति सूत्रादारब्धः पाठः. आद्गुणः इति सूत्रेण गुणः करणीयः, किन्तु अकारात् ऋकारे परे गुणः इति चेत् कः भवेत् इति प्रश्ने सति उरण्ड्रपरः उः नाम ऋकारस्य स्थाने यः अण्वर्णः आदेशः भवति सः सर्वदा रपरः सन्नेव प्रवर्तते इत्युक्तम्. अर्थात् ऋकारस्य अकारऋकारयोः स्थाने गुणः इति करणीयश्चेत् अर् इति क्रियते. एवमेव अकारऋकारयोः स्थाने गुण इति चेत् अल् इति वर्णः, अल् इति वर्णद्वयं गुणत्वेन क्रियते. तवल्कारः, कति रूपाणि तवल्कारः इत्यत्र, कथं साधनीयानि इति प्रश्नः आसीत्. एनि वालण्टियर्स्? हौ मेनि फार्म्स् डु वि हाव् इन् तवल्कारः एण्ड् हौ डु वि डिरैव् देम्? Can everybody tell? Nobody tried? No volunteers? How many rupas in Tavalkaraha? Okay. Okay, I could see only one now. Okay. Hiralaji? Okay. Which are they? Which are... So there are four rupas. सवल्कारः इत्यत्र चत्वारि रूपाणि सम्भवन्ति. ऐ थिङ्क् ऐ हेड् पुट् द फार्म्स् इन् द नोट्स् आल्रेडि. केवलं लकारस्य द्वित्वं, लकारस्य अनचि च इत्यनेन द्वित्वं भवति. केवलं लकारस्य द्वित्वे एकं रूपं. ककारस्य तु यणोमयौ द्वे वाच्ये इति वार्तिके यण इति पञ्चमी, मय इति षष्ठी इति पक्षे द्वित्वं भवति. तदा ककारस्य द्वित्वे एकं रूपम्. उभयोः द्वित्वे, लकारस्यापि द्वित्वे ककारस्यापि द्वित्वे एकं रूपम्. उभयोः द्वित्वाभावे, द्वित्वमेव न क्रियते चेत् तवल्कारः इति दृश्यमानम् एकं रूपम् इति आहत्य चत्वारि रूपाणि सम्भवन्ति. ततः वृद्धिरेचि गुणसंज्ञां गुणसन्धिं समाप्य वृद्धिसन्धौ प्रविष्टाः. वृद्धिसन्धिविधायकं प्रमुखं सूत्रं भवति वृद्धिरेचि. आत् एचि परे, अवर्णात् एच् वर्णेषु परेषु वृद्धिः एकादेशो भवति इति सूत्रार्थः. किन्तु अन्यैः अपि सूत्रैः वृद्धि सन्धिः विधीयते, यथा एत्येधत्युट्सु. अकारात् एजाद्योः एत्येधत्योः ऊठि च परे वृद्धिः एकादेशः स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः. उप एति इत्यस्ति चेत् उपैति, पररूपं बाधित्वा, पूर्वं गुणे प्राप्ते गुणं बाधित्वा वृद्धौ प्राप्तायां, वृद्धिं बाधित्वा पुनः पररूपे प्राप्ते तमपि बाधित्वा अनेन वृद्धिः. होप् यु गाट् दट्. वेन् वी हाव् उप एण्ड् एति, देर् इस् अकारात् अचि परे गुणः स्यात्. द फस्ट् थिङ्ग् दट् यु वुड् गेट् हियर् इस् गुण. बट् सिन्स् वृद्धि इस् एन् एक्सेप्शन् टु गुण, यु विल् गेट् वृद्धिरेचि. वृद्धिरेचि इस् द नेक्स्ट् पासिबिलिटि. आत् एचि परे वृद्धिः स्यात्. But for the vriddhi, again we have an exception, which is engi pararupam. Using that, we get pararupa. Now, this etyadhatyutsu is an exception to that pararupa and says if it happens to be in dhatu or edhadhatu, then again you get vriddhi instead of the pararupa. Upaiti, upaidhate, iti rupani, tataha utaha udaharanam prashthauhaha. ततः वार्तिकाने आरभ्यन्ते अक्षादुहिन्याम् उपसंख्यानम् अक्षशब्दात् उहिनी शब्दे परे वृद्धिः स्यात् गुणं बाधित्वा वृद्धिः भवति अक्षौहिणी इति रूपं साध्यते ओके किञ्च पुनः अपरमपि वार्तिकमस्ति स्वादीरेरिणोः स्वात् अर्थात् स्वशब्दात् ईरशब्दे ईरिंशब्दे च परे वृद्धिः भवति इति सूत्रार्थः स्व ईर इत्यस्ति चेत् स्वैरः इति स्व ईरिन् अथवा ईरिणि इत्यस्ति चेत् स्वैरिणि इति रूपद्वयं साध्यते अनेन एनी क्वेश्चन् इन् द लास्ट् क्लास् बिफोर् दट् ऐ नो बालाजि हेड् ए क्वेश्चन्स् बिफोर् दट् ऐ विल् टेक् दट् अप् अट् द एण्ड् आफ् द लेसन् But other than that, any questions on what we did in the Sandhis till last class? No? So we'll move on. So next we have another Vartika, which tells Vriddhi. Pradu hod hod theshai sheshu. Sort of a tongue twister. So unless we know the split, it's actually difficult to make out what it is. Padadvayam asti. Prat, uha, udha, udhi, esha, esha. इत्येतेषु पदेषु परेषु वृद्धिः स्यात् इति वार्तिकस्य अर्थः प्रात् नाम प्र इति उपसर्गात् एतेषु पदेषु परेषु वृद्धिः भवति सूत्रार्थः प्र इत्युपसर्गात् ऊह ऊढ ऊढि एष एष्य एतेषु परेषु वृद्धिः एकादेशः स्यात् एतेषां पदानां कः अर्थः इति पश्यामः अथवा कथं निष्पन्नानि इमानि पदानि ऊहः इति प्रथमः शब्दः ऊहवितर्के इति धातोः निष्पन्नः भावे घञ् प्रत्यये ऊढः इति पदं तु वह प्रापणे इति धातोः वहति नाम प्रापयति इति धातोः भूते क्तप्रत्यये ऊढः ऊढिः तस्यैव धातोः स्त्रियां क्तिं प्रत्यये ऊढिः एषः इति न तु एतत् शब्दस्य पुल्लिङ्गस्य रूपं न दिस् इस् नाट् एष इस् नाट् द एषः आफ् एतत् शब्द दिस् इस् फ्रम् अ धातु दिस् केन् बि डिरैव्ड् फ्रम् त्री धातुस् इदर् इष इच्छायाम् आर् इष गतौ आर् इष आभिज्ञे एनी आफ् दीस् धातुस् इफ् वि डु घञ् इफ् वि आड् द सफिक्स् घञ् वि एण्ड् अप् वित् एषः एष्यः इस् अगेन् एनी आफ् दीस् धातुस् वित् द सफिक्स् ण्यत् सो दीस् आर् आल् words which are derived from a dhatu. All of these are kridantas, right? So when an upasarga pra is followed by any of these words, then we get vriddhi, is the sutrartha, vartikartha, sorry. You'll see examples. Pra plus uhaha, prauhaha. Pra plus uhaha. Pra shabdhatu uha shabde pare, ad achi pare gunaha, ityanena gunaha praptaha asit. We should have logically got guna, but preventing that, this is an exception, so we get vriddhi. Pra uhaha, prauhaha. Pra udhaha, praudhaha. Pra udhihi, praudhihi. Eta trayam api gunasya apavada bhutam bhavati. Sarvatra akaratu ukare pare, adgunaha ittenena gunaha praptaha, tam badhitva. अनेन वार्तिकेन प्रादूहोढोठेशैषेषु इति वार्तिकेन वृद्धिः क्रियते इतोपि पदद्वयमस्ति एषः प्र एषः प्रैषः प्र एष्यः प्रैष्यः पुनश्च इदं द्वयं पररूपस्य अपवादम् अवर्णान्तादुपसर्गाद् एङादौ धातौ परे पररूपं स्यात् इति अग्रे उच्यते वक्ष्यते So we'll see this sutra later. It says when an avarnanta upasarga is followed by an dhatu which is eng adi, which begins with eng. So a plus a, if that happens to be of a dhatu, then we get pararupa. Pararupa would be ekara, that's the adesha, not aikara. So preventing this as an apavada to pararupa, we have this vriddhi. It says we do vriddhi. Then it becomes praishaha and praishyaha. Pararupasya apavadaha. Atra kashchana prashnaha uttapyate dikshitaihi. Pra udhaha praudhaha iti drishtam purvatra. Pra udhavan ityatra kim bhavati. ऊढ़ ऊढ़वान् इत्युभयमपि वह प्रापणे इति धातोरेव निष्पन्नम् क्त प्रत्यये भूतार्थे अथवा कर्मणि क्त प्रत्यये ऊढ़ इति क्तवतु प्रत्यये ऊढ़वान् इति भवति. सो बोथ ऑफ दीज आर डिराइव्ड फ्रॉम द धातु वह. इफ वी ऐड द सफिक्स क्त टू वह यू गेट ऊढ़. इफ वी ऐड द सफिक्स क्तवतु वी गेट ऊढ़वान्. व्हेन वी डिड प्र ऊढ़ we got vriddhi by the sutra and it says praudhaha. The question is, if we have pra udhavan, will we still get the vriddhi or will we do guna? That's the question, right? Since there is udha here also, it said prat uha udha udhi. Okay, prasa shabdat eteshu pareshu. Here also pra is followed by udha. So can we do the vriddhi here also? That's the question, right? Hope the question is clear. Question is, no, we cannot do the vritti here. Why? There is a paribhasha, which Dikshitar quotes, which says, arthavad grahane nanarthakasya grahanam. Arthavad grahane anarthakasya grahanam nasti. Iti paribhashaya artha. You have two shabdas which resemble each other, that is, which sound similar. Say you have an udha in udhaha, and you have an udha in udhavan. Both of them look like udha. So when you have such a case where there are two words which sound similar, that is whose anupurvi is the same, then if one of them is meaningful and the other is not meaningful, then we take the one which has meaning and we do not take the other which does not carry a meaning, is what this tells. For example, if we see here, in udhaha, in the first case when you are doing tap pratyaya and say udhaha, there the udha is one word. It is a taprantyanta and it has a complete meaning by itself. It carries a complete meaning. Udha means whatever. Bhute karmani vahati. Iti udhaha ityasya artha. But when you come to udhavan, it is only udhavan completely which has a meaning. If you take only one part of udhavan, if you take the udha out of udhavan, it does not have a meaning. Because the pratyaya is ktavatu, so the tavan, the part, the with only with the complete suffix can you get a meaning. Just udha in udhavan does not carry a meaning by itself. So arthavat grahane, udha iti ktapratyaye udha shabdaha arthavat, ktavatu pratyayante tu udha ityasya arthaha nasti. Tasmat arthavat grahane anarthakasya grahanam na. Anarthakasya तवतु इत्येकदेशस्य ऊढ़शब्दस्य ग्रहणम् नास्ति. So it's only the ऊढ़वान entirely which carries the meaning. Whatever the meaning has to be conveyed by the word. Only the one part of ऊढ़वान will not carry a meaning, right? So because of that, in this वार्तिका we consider only the क्तप्रत्ययान्ता and not the क्तवतु प्रत्ययान्ता. How do you know this? Did Panini say anywhere? Specify that such a paribhasha exists. Because all paribhashas, if you remember, should have some basis in the sutras. Unless either the sutrakara or vartikakara or bhashyakara has accepted it, we do not accept paribhashas. So what is the basis of this paribhasha? Do we have a pramana? Has Panini anywhere specified this particular paribhasha? As a question. So he says, Dikshitar gives proof. He says, Vrashcha Bhrasja Sridam Raja Yajaraja Bhrada Chasham Shaha Iti Sutre Rajehe Prithak Bhraji Grahanat Jnapakat. He says, Panini reminds us all that this paribhasha exists. How does he remind? He does not tell directly. Panini has not told Arthavat Grahane Nanathakasya Grahanam. But he has used the concept in one of his sutras. The sutra is this. Vrashcha, Bhrasja, Srija, Mrija, Yaja, Raja, Bhraja, Chasham, Shaha. So don't worry about the meaning of the sutra and all. Just concentrate on two words here. One is called Raja and the other is called Bhraja. There are two dhatus, Rajra and Bhraja. There are two dhatus. One is Raja and the other is Bhraja. Now the logic is, if this paribhasha did not exist, okay, in case this paribhasha was absent, then it would mean that you can take both arthavat and anarthaka for consideration whenever you are doing anything. Okay. So in that case, in this sutra, he need not have mentioned Raja and Bhraja separately, because Bhraja also includes Raja, Bh and Raja, right? So if this paribhasha did not exist, Panini could have just said Raja, and automatically the dhatu Bhraja would also get the karya, because it also has a component called Raja. But Panini gives both of them, he specifies both of them, indicating that arthavat grahane nanarthakasya grahanam. If he had said only Raj, since the Raj part of Bhraj does not carry a meaning, Bhraj has some meaning and Raj separately has a meaning, but the Raj part of Bhraj does not carry a meaning. So arthavat grahane na anarthakasya grahanam, when you are saying Raj, we mean Raj dhatu and not Bhraj dhatu. That is why Panini had to specify them separately. Similarly here, when Vartikakara says Udha, it means a complete Udha Shabda and not Udhavan, not the Udha part of Udhavan. Right? Tena Udha Grahanena Ktantameva Grahyate Natu Ktavatvantasya Ekadeshaha. Tena, because of this paribhasha, Arthavat Grahanena Anarthakasya Grahanam iti paribhashaya, Udha Grahanena प्रादु होड़ होड़ हेशैश्येशु इति वार्तिके यह ऊढ़ शब्दः उपात्तः वार्तिककारेण तत्र क्तान्तमेव गृह्यते क्तप्रत्ययान्तम् ऊढ़ इति पदमेव गृह्यते न तु क्तवत्वन्तस्य एकदेशः. एकदेश मीन्स अ पार्ट. सो वी डू नॉट कंसिडर ऊढ़ विच इज अ पार्ट ऑफ ऊढ़वान. वी कंसिडर ऊढ़ विच इज कंप्लीट बाय इटसेल्फ. सो Pra plus Udhavan will be Prodhavan and not Praudhavan. Right? So Pra plus Udhaha, Praudhaha. Into Prashabdat Udhavan iti Tavatvante pare Praudhavan iti Nabhavati. Vriddheha Vakashaha Nasti Praudhavan ityatra Guna Eva. Is this clear? Any doubts? Sorry. Somebody raised a hand. Okay. Vasuji? Oh, sorry. That should be Prodhavan. Oops, that's a huge mistake here, because I'm trying to explain that it will not be Praudhavan. So please, I'd better correct it right now, but I can't. So it is Praudhavan and not Praudhavan. I'm very, very sorry about this. Correct. So good. Many people have noticed this, so not bad. That means I'm making some sense. So any questions? Is this clear about Praudhaha and Praudhavan? Can we move forward? Okay. Okay, now Dikshita raises another doubt. He says the Eshaha and Eshaha. Pradu hod hod dheshai sheshu. Ittitra Esha shabdaha Ishadhatoho nishpannaha. We derived Esha from Ishadhatu. right? He says, what about Isha dhatu? Can we use that dhatu? And what will happen if we use that dhatu? Isha unche, Isha gati himsa darshaneshu. Iti dhatu dvayam asti. Isha iti dirghadihi dhatu. Tada kim bhavati? Iti prashna. Isha dhatu. So we'll see comparatively what happens. How are we getting Isha? If it is Isha dhatu, rasvantasya Isha dhatu, ghai pratyaye krute, Isha a. ಘಯ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಅಕಾರ ಇವ ಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ ಲಶಕ್ವ ತದ್ಧಿತ ಇತಿ ಘಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಹಲಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ನ್ಯಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಚ ಇತ್ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾಯ ತಯೋಶ್ಚ ಲೋಪೆ ಅ ಇತಿ ಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ ಅ ಇತಿ ತದಾನಿಂ ಪುಗಂತ ಲಘೂಪಧಸ್ಯ ಚ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರೇಣ ಗುಣಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಗುಣ ಬೈ ಅ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಪುಗಂತ ಲಘೂಪಧ ಲಘೂಪಧ ಲಘು ಉಪಧ ಉಪಧ ಆಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪೆನಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಲೆಟರ್ The last but one letter is always called Upadha. So this sutra tells, if the penultimate letter is Laghu, then we get Guna. As in this case, Ish, where the Upadha is E, since it is Laghu, we get Guna and it becomes Esha, Eshaha. Okay. Tadanim Pra Eshaha Praishaha Pra Eshaha Praishyaha Iti Rupam Sadhitam. Ishadha Tostu ಘಯ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಕೃತೆ ಲಘೂಪಧತ್ವ ಅಭಾವಾತ್ ಗುಣೋ ನ ಭವತಿ ಈಶ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಉಪಧ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಈಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲಘು ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗುರು ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಹ್ರಸ್ವಂ ಲಘು ಸಂಯೋಗೇ ಗುರು ದೀರ್ಘಂಚ ದೀರ್ಘತ್ವಾತ್ ದೀರ್ಘಂ ಗುರು ಸಂಯಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಅಸ್ಯ ಗುರು ಸಂಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಲಘೂಪಧತ್ವ ಅಭಾವಾತ್ ಅತ್ರ ಗುಣಃ ನ ಭವತಿ ಗುಣಃ ನ ಭವತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಈಶಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ರೂಪಂ ಘಯಂತಂ ಅಸ್ಯ ತು ಪ್ರ ಈಶಃ ಇತಿ ಕೃತೆ ಪ್ರೇಷಃ ಆದ್ಗುಣೇ ಕೃತೆ ಪ್ರೇಷಃ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ರೂಪಂ ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರೈಷ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಷ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರೈಷ್ಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಯ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಧಾತುಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ರೈಟ್ ಸೊ ಯಸ್ತು ಈಶ ಉಂಛೆ ಯಶ್ಚ ಈಶ ಗತಿಹಿಂಸಾದರ್ಶನೇಶು ತಯೋಃ ದೀರ್ಘೋಪಧತ್ವಾತ್ ಈಶಃ ಈಶ್ಯಃ ತತ್ರ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಈಶ ಈಶ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯೇತಯೋಹು ಪರಯೋಹು ಆದ್ಗುಣೆ ಆದ್ಗುಣಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗುಣಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ತದಾ ಪ್ರೇಷಃ ಪ್ರೈಷಃ ಇತಿ ರೂಪದ್ವಯಂ ಭವತಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪ್ರಾದುಹೋಢೋಢ್ಯೇಷೈಷ್ಯೇಷು ಪ್ರಾತ್ ಊಹ ಊಢ ಊಢಿ ಏಷ ಏಷ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯೇತೇಷು ಪರೇಷು ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಭವತಿ ಆದ್ಯತ್ರಯೇ ಊಹ ಊಢ ಊಢಿ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಏಷ ಏಷ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಪರರೂಪಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ವಾರ್ತಿಕ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಋತೇ ಚ ತೃತೀಯ ಸಮಾಸೆ ತೃತೀಯ ಸಮಾಸೆ ತೃತೀಯ ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ಸಮಾಸೆ ಋತೇ ಋತಶಬ್ದೇ ಪರೇ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ವಾರ್ತಿಕಸ್ಯ ಅರ್ಥ ತೃತೀಯ ಸಮಾಸೆ ಅಕಾರಾತ್ ಋತಶಬ್ದೇ ಪರೇ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಏಕಾದೇಶೋಃ ಭವತಿ ಸುಖೇನ ಋತಃ ಇತಿ ತೃತೀಯ ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಕರ್ತೃಕರಣೇ ಕೃತಃ ಬಹುಲಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಋತಃ ಇತಿ ಋ ಗತೌ ಇತಿ ಧಾತುಃ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ ಗತಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ ಸುಖೇನ ಗತಃ ಹಿ ಹೂ ವೆಂಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಖೇನ ಋತಃ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸೇ ಕೃತೆ ಸುಖ ಋತ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕೌ ಶಿಷ್ಯೇತೆ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕೇ ಶಿಷ್ಯೇತೆ ಇದಾನಿಂ ಅಕಾರಾತ್ ಋಕಾರೇ ಪರೆ ಆದ್ಗುಣಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಅರ್ ಇತಿ ಆದೇಶಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಃ ತಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವ ಅನೇನ ಅರ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಆರ್ ಪೂರ್ವಮೇಕ್ತಂ ಅಕಾರ ಋಕಾರಯೋಃ ಗುಣಃ ಅರ್ ಭವತಿ ವೃದ್ಧಿಶ್ಚೇತ್ ಆರ್ ಭವತಿ ಉರಂಡ್ರಪರಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಆಕಾರೋಪಿ ಅಣ್ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಋಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಯಃ ಅಣ್ ಸಹ ರಪರೋ ಭವತಿ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತತ್ವಾತ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಆರ್ ಇತಿ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಭವತಿ ಸುಖ ಆರ್ತ ಸುಖಾರ್ಥ ಇತಿ ಉದಾಹರಣ ತೃತೀಯ ಸಮಾಸೆ ಇತಿ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಉಕ್ತಂ ಋತೇ ಚ ಇತಿ ವಕ್ತುಂ ಶಕ್ಯಮಾಸಿ ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಋತ ವೈ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫೈ ತೃತೀಯ ಸಮಾಸ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಸಮಾಸ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಅಯಂ ಗುಣಾಪವಾದಃ ಸುಖ ಋತ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಗುಣಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಃ ತಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಅನ್ಯೇಷು ಸಮಾಸೇಷು ತೃತೀಯ ಇತಿ ಕಿಂ ಪರಮರ್ಥಃ ಪರಮಶ್ಚಾಸೌ ಋತಶ್ಚ इति कर्मधारय समासः नायं तृतीया समासः तस्माद् अत्र परमऋत इति स्थिते वृद्धिः अनेन वार्तिकेन वृद्धिः न भवति अकारात् ऋकारे परे अर् इति आद्गुणः पुरण्ड्रपरः इति सूत्राभ्यां गुण एव क्रियते परम अर्थ परमर्थः सो द नेक्स्ट् वार्तिका प्रवत्सतर कम्बल वसन ऋण दशानां ऋणे पदद्वयमस्ति प्रवत्सतर कम्बल वसन ऋण दश इति षट् पदानि सन्ति एतेषां पदानां ऋणे ऋणशब्दे परे वृद्धिः भवति वार्तिकार्थ एतेषां ऋणशब्दे परे वृद्धिः एकादेशः स्यात् उदाहरणं पश्यामः प्र ऋणं प्रार्णम् अयमपि गुणापवादः सर्वत्र अकारान्ताः शब्दाः ऋकारे परे गुणः प्राप्तः तं बाधित्वा अनेन वृद्धिः प्रगतं ऋणम् ऋणम् ऋणशब्दस्य अर्थः सर्वे जानन्ति इति मन्ये ऋणम् इस् अ लोन् आर् ए डेट् प्रगतं ऋणं द लोन् विच् हेस् बीन् रीपेड् इस् प्रार्णम् वत्सतर ऋणं वत्सतरार्णम् वत्सतरः वत्स इस् अ काफ् वत्सतर इस् अ वेरि स्माल् काफ् सो शिशुवत्सस्य ऋणं सो इट्स् अ लोन् विच् यु टेक् इदर् टु बै अ शिशुवत्स वत्सतर आर् विच् यु टेक् गिविङ्ग् दिस् शिशुवत्स एस् अस् अ श्यूरिटि दट् इस् काल्ड् वत्सतरार्णम् कम्बल ऋणं कम्बलार्णम् सेम् कम्बल इस् अ ब्लाङ्केट् सो कम्बलस्य ऋणं सो इदर् फार् बैङ्ग् अ ब्लाङ्केट् आर् कीपिङ्ग् अ ब्लाङ्केट् एस् अ श्यूरिटि इफ् यु गेट् अ लोन् इट् इस् कम्बलार्णं वसनार्णं वसनं नाम वस्त्रम् vasanam means cloths so runa a debt or a loan for that is called vasanarnam runarnam runa runam runasya runam runarnam is a loan or a debt which you take to repay some other debt this is very common as you know you have a debt with somebody and if you have to repay you again take from somebody else not then that is called runarnam runa runam runarnam दश ऋणः दशार्णः दशार्णा ऋणशब्द द वर्ड् ऋण इस् यूस्ड् कामन्लि इन् द सेन्स् आफ् दट् ऋणम् इस् अ लोन् बट् ऋणः इस् आल्सो मीन्स् ऋणशब्दः दुर्गभूमौ जले च कौमुद्यामेव दत्तं दुर्गभूमिः द फोर्ट् द प्लेस् वेर् द फोर्ट् इस् बिल्ट् इस् आल्सो काल्ड् ऋण एण्ड् वाटर् इस् आल्सो काल्ड् ऋण सो दशार्णः इति देशस्य नाम दशार्ण इस् अ प्लेस् विच् वास् अ प्लेस् इन् इण्डिया सम् टैम् अगो दश ऋणानि अर्थात् दुर्गभूमयः यस्मिन् देशे सः दशार्णः एवं दशार्णा इति काचन नदी नद्याः नाम दशविधानि ऋणानि यस्यां सा इति बालमनोरमायां दत्तम् ऐ डु नाट् नो वाट् इट् मीन्स् बै 10 टैप्स् आफ् वाटर्स् बट् स्टिल् दट् इस् हौ द नेम् आफ् द रिवर् हेस् बीन् डिरैव्ड् इट् इस् काल्ड् दशार्णा So in all these cases, instead of guna, we get vriddhi as the adesha. Right? Any doubts? We will go to, we are still in the vriddhi prakarana. So we will go to the next sutra. इदानीं वृद्धिरेचि इति सूत्रमभूत् ततः एत्येधत्युट्सु इति सूत्रं ततः वार्तिकानि आरब्धानि अक्षादुहिन्याम् उपसङ्ख्यानं स्वादीरेरिणोः प्रादुहोढोढ्येशैष्येषु ऋते च तृतीया समासे ततः एतत् प्रवत्सतरकम्बलार्णदशानां ऋणे इति पञ्चवार्तिकानि इति मन्ये वार्तिकैः वृद्धिः विहितः इदानीं पुनः सूत्रेण वृद्धिः क्रियते उपसर्गादृति धातौ इति सूत्रं त्रीणि पदानि सन्ति उपसर्गात् ऋति धातौ इति पदत्रयम् आद्गुणः इत्यतः आत् इति अनुवर्तते वृद्धिरेति इत्यतः वृद्धिः इत्यपि अनुवर्तते आत् उपसर्गात् इति उभयं पञ्चमी ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತಾತ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಅರ್ಥ. ಋತಿ ಧಾತೌ ಇತಿ ಉಭಯಂ ಸಪ್ತಮಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತೌ ಋಕಾರಾದೌ ಧಾತೌ ಪರೆ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಿಭಕ್ತೌ ಅಸ್ತಿ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ ಏಕಃ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪರಯೋಃ ಇತ್ಯಧಿಕಾರಃ. ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಏಕಾದೇಶತ್ವೇನ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಕಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ಯ? ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತಾದ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ಋಕಾರಾದೌ ಧಾತೌ ಪರೆ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಏಕಾದೇಶಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಾರ್ಥ. ವೆನ್ ದೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಎಂಡಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಕಾರ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಧಾತು ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಋಕಾರ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಅಸ್ ದ ಏಕಾದೇಶ. ಅಗೇನ್ ಗುಣಾಪವಾದ, ಗುಣಾಪವಾದತ್ವೇನ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಅಕಾರಾದ್ ಋಕಾರೇ ಪರೆ ಗುಣ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ, ಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಅತ್ರ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಓಕೆ, ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ವೆನ್ ಐ ಸೇ ಆತ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ, ಇಟ್ ವಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆತ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಂಚಮಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪಂಚಮಿ. ಬಟ್ ದ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್, ಆತ್ ಗುಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್ ಅಚಿಪರೆ, ಆತ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್ ಏಚಿಪರೆ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಕಿಂತು ಅತ್ರ ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತಾದ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ಇತಿ ದತ್ತಮಸ್ತಿ. ಕಥಂ? ಆತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರಾತ್, ವೆನ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ ಅಕಾರ. ಸೊ ವೈ ಆರ್ ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತ ಇನ್ ದ ಅರ್ಥ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ಸೊ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಆನ್ಸರ್? ವೆನ್ ಆತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್, ಸೊ ದ ಅರ್ಥ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಅಸ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್. ವೆದರ್ ದಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ವೈ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತಾದ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್? ಎನಿಬಡಿ? ಎನಿ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್? ವೈ ಆರ್ ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಅವರ್ಣ ಅಂತ? ಓಕೆ, ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆತ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರಾತ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಆತ್ ಗುಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರಾತ್ ಅಚಿಪರೇ ಗುಣ. ಆತ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಏಚಿ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್ ಏಚಿಪರೇ ವೃದ್ಧಿ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾತ್ ಋತಿ ಧಾತೌ ಪರೆ, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತಾತ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ಅಂತ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಅರ್ಥ. ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಅಂತ ಅವರ್ಣಾಂತ? That's my question, which Venkat Ramanji answered. Anybody else? Vasu? Hello? Vasu ji? Ha, tell me. Hello? Yeah, tell me. Okay, let's take only that upasarga. Why not? But the a is not an upasarga, for information. A is an upasarga. There is no upasarga that says a. But yeah, we have an a. Right. So we can take only akara. Why not? Okay, but this is not taparakarana, right? That's an entirely different issue. If aath were taparakarana, it would have meant aakara. This is not the case. Aath is not tapara of a. It is aath means panchami of akara. Ramath, like Rama becomes Ramath, a becomes aath. Okay? So it is not taparakarana. But my question is not that. My question is akarath. We should have told akarat. Why are we saying akarantat? Why are we saying end? that antashabda, where did we get that antashabda from, is my question. Okay, we studied this sutra in the Paribhasha Prakarana. There was a sutra which told, Ena vidhis tadantasya. Because I assume most of the people might not have understood then, because even I didn't understand the sutra for a very long time. I mean, I was confused as to where to apply it. Ena vidhis tadantasya. Visheshanam tadantasya samyasyat sasyaja rupasya. Visheshanam, whenever there is an adjective to something, it will be tadantasya. So we saw examples, atobhisa is, which would mean akarantat, etc. So please go back to our classes and check out ena vidhis tadantasya. But here, at is a visheshana to upasarga. Okay? Whenever we have an visheshana, it will mean tadanta. Okay? If you see at gunaha or vriddhireshi, there was no visheshya or visheshana. It was only simple at. So it meant avarnat. But here, we are using at to qualify an upasarga. At is a visheshana and upasarga is a visheshya. So because of that, using ena vidhis tadantasya, we get avarnantat upasargat. And upasarga ending with akara. So everywhere, wherever you have visheshana, that is the case. We used this in a couple of earlier vatikas. I did not mention it because, I wanted this stuff to be understood first and then go into this. But now, wherever we have a visheshana, it will be for the anta. No? It is not alontyasya. Alontyasya is for adesha. It says a replacement will be for the final letter. But this one says whenever you are qualifying something with a visheshana, you take not just the visheshana, but also its anta. So it is not just an upasarga which is in the form of a. It is also an upasarga which ends with a. So that is why we get avarnantat upasargat. Okay, hope that is clear. If that is clear, I'll ask another question. Okay, so if it is not clear, please ask me, I'll explain again. Is that clear? Okay, so next question, we have ruti dhatav. Okay, rut is rukara and dhatu. Ruti is a visheshana to dhatu. Okay. So, ruti dhatu. Ruti is a visheshana to dhatu. So, just using the same logic, when I said ena vidhis tadantasya, here also you should say rikarante dhatu pare. Should say when the dhatu ending with rikara. Ena vidhis tadantasya. Visheshana will always mean tadanta. So, rikarante dhatu pare seems to be logical. How did we get rikaradau dhatu pare? That's the question. If you can do at upasargat as avarnantat upasargat, why not do rukarante dhatu pare when it is followed by a dhatu which is ending in rukara? That's the question. Is the question clear? You do not know the answer to this, so I do not expect you to tell. But there is another paribhasha. This is exactly like alontyasya and adehparasya. If you remember, the general sutra was, if there is an adesha, it will be for the antya. But if it is para, then it will be for adi. So similarly, you have something which is very similar to that here. Generally, visheshana means tadanta. But if it is for the para, if it is when you are saying something pare, you are saying here dhatav pare, then if it is when you are saying a single letter, when you are making a letter as a visheshana to the para, then it will mean adi. There is a paribhasha, yasmin vidhihi tadadau algrahane. Algrahane, when you are taking a single letter and you are making it as a visheshana to the para, then it will be tadadi. So whenever it is for the left hand side or the previous part, purva, it will be tadantasya. Whenever it is for the para part, it will be tadadehe. So here, avaranantat upasargat rakaradau dhatau pare. So this is just some extra stuff, but you'll need this later. So I'm just introducing the concept now. Tasminiti nirdishte does not tell that. Tasminiti nirdishte tells whenever you have saptami vibhakti, it means when followed by. Tasmin iti nirdishte purvasya. So this is a different paribhasha which is given in Balamanorama earlier also. Yasmin vidhihi tadadau algrahane. I'll give the paribhasha later if you want. So I just want you to remember when we are, how are we deriving the sutrartha is always more important. So when you have at upasargat, using ena vidhis tadantasya, we did avaranantat upasargat. When we have riti dhatav, we make it as rikaradav dhatav pare. So what is the meaning we got finally? Upa ruchati. Tyasti punaha r gatav iti dhatuh. Upa iti upasargaha. Ayam upasargaha, ayam dhatuh. Avaranantaha upasargaha. Upa iti avarnantaha upasargaha, ruchati iti rakaradihi dhatuhu. Avarnantat upasargat, rakaradav dhatav pare, vrithihi ekadeshaha syat. Upa archati, uparchati. Gunam badhitva, akarat rakare pare gunaha praptaha, gunam badhitva anena vrithihi kriyate. Pra ruchati, aparam udaharanam, upasargaha, pra iti upasargaha, ruchha, ridhatuhu, akarat rukare pare, avarnantat upasargat, rukaradau dhatau pare, vriddhihi bhavati, pra archati, prarchati, iti udaharanam. Okay, so hope this much is clear. If there are any doubts, please ask. Otherwise, I'll stop for today and I'll clarify a few doubts which some other people have, and then we can stop. No doubts? If I'm fast anywhere, please tell me so that I can repeat. I wouldn't mind repeating it. Just you can just okay. Ruti dhatau means rukaradau dhatau pare. Rut is rukara and dhatu is a dhatu. Rukara is a visheshana to dhatu. Okay. Now the question is, r can be a dhatu by itself. There can be dhatus which end in r. There can be dhatus which begin with r. Right. So which do we consider is a question. Is it only when rukara is a dhatu, like say rgatav, or is it where rukara is at the end of a dhatu, say vrimvarane, or when rukara is at the adi of a dhatu, at the beginning of a dhatu? That's the question. So when, what, which of these cases should we consider? Right? So if we use ena vidhis tadantasya, that would tell rukarante. Any visheshana will mean tadanta, is what ena vidhis tadantasya tells. So if we use that paribhasha, we'll have to say rikarante dhatau pare. When akaranta upasarga is followed by a dhatu ending in rikara, then we get ruddhi, would be the meaning, which doesn't make sense really. So we have another paribhasha, which says yasmin vidhihi. When you are saying, when you are giving something as a nimitta, as para, yasmin, jyate dhatau, iti saptami vibhaktau yada nimittam nirdishtam. Tada, tadadihi ityarthaha. We take the meaning of tadadi instead of tadanta. Here it would mean rukaradi instead of rukaranta. Right? So, ena vithis tadantasya, by ena vithis tadantasya, we get avarnantat upasargat. By yasmin vithis tadadavalgrahane, we get rukaradau dhatau. Putting it together, it will be an upasarga ending in akara, followed by a dhatu beginning with rukara, then we get vritti. Okay? Any other questions? A sutra reference? Sorry. Oh yes, the paribhasha, for all paribhashas there will be sutras or they will be told by the bhashyakara. I think this svartika, this yasmin vithis tadadaval grahane was told specifically by the vartikakara. He explicitly states this svartika and tells this vartika has to be, this paribhasha has to be taken. Okay. Now I think I can give it to Balaji. He has a couple of questions from previous classes. So you can clarify those. Balaji? Yes. Which sutra? Sorry. What is the full sutra? Halo yamam yamilopaha. Correct. Yeah, yeah. Halo yamam yamilopaha. Basically, we did adhvitva for when we have hari anubhavaha. Actually, we moved from the yan prakarana to the dvitva prakarana. Right? So, Dikshita is dealing with the dvitvas and he says there is one sutra which is achoraha bhyam dve. When there is ach, which followed by refa or hakara, which is followed by a yar, you get dvitva. And he gave examples as hari anubhavaha and nahyasti. Hari anubhavaha, it is tite, we do yan first, it becomes hari anubhavaha. Then using achoraha bhyam dve, we do dvitva for the yakara. There is ach, there is refa, and there is yakara. So achah parasya, refat parasya, yakarasya dvitvam. So we do a dvitva for yakara. And we end up with ha, r, y, anubhavaha. Clear so far? Now, when we have two yakaras, we get a lopa. So he introduces a sutra which brings in a lopa. Right? So that sutra is halo yamam yami lopaha. It says when there is a hal which is followed by a yam. Yam refers to hayavarat lan yamangananam. So one of those letters followed by again one of those letters. Then the first letter will get lopa. So we have har y. We have a refa yakara which is yam. And another yakara which is also yam. Yamam yami lopaha. When a yam varna is followed by another yam varna, it will get deleted. So now we are back with a single yakara. We used dvitva to double the yakara. And we used to lopa to delete a lakara. To delete a yakara optionally. Okay? So since both the sutras are optional, we end up with two forms. One with two yakaras and the other with a single yakara. Okay. Now the question is, why do we need this sutra? Halo yamam yamilopaha. Take away this sutra. Because dvitva is optional, if we do the dvitva, we have two yakaras. If we do not do the dvitva, we have a single yakara. So we already have two forms ready. Why do you need the lopa? You are not doing anything extra by using the lopa. You are just bringing back a single yakara, which is already there. So the question is, what is the point of this sutra? Do we need the sutra at all? Even without the sutra, if we can derive those two forms, why do we need the sutra? It's a question. Right? So the answer would be to show a place where there are two yam varnas without dvitva. The question is, if we do dvitva, because the dvitva is optional, we can derive both forms without the lopa. But if those two yam varnas had been derived without a dvitva, then you would have a problem because without this lopa, unless this lopa is there, you cannot get a rupa with one yakara. Let me say it is yam, but for simplicity, let me tell yakara. Okay? So if the two yakaras were derived from dvitva, then even without the lopa, you will have one form with one yakara and one form with two yakaras. But if the two yakaras were not derived from dvitva, they were derived some other way, then you will only have form with two yakaras. But you don't have a way to get a form with one yakara. So for that case, you will need this Lopa Sutra. Okay? An example for that is Adityam Havihi. Adityo Devata Asyet Yadityam Havihi. Okay? Here, Aditya is a Pratipadika, which gets a... Aditya. Adityam. Ha. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಆದಿತ್ಯೋ ದೇವತಾ ಅಸ್ಯೇ ಆದಿತ್ಯಂ ಹವಿಹಿ. ನಾವು ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಆಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ, ಬಟ್ ಹವಿಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯಂ ಹವಿಹಿ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಹವಿಹಿ. ಹವಿಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತದ್ಧಿತ. ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಸೇ ದಶರಥಸ್ಯ ಅಪತ್ಯಂ ದಾಶರಥಿ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತದ್ಧಿತ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತದ್ಧಿತ? ಮೇ ಬಿ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಟೆಲ್. ತದ್ಧಿತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನೌನ್ಸ್. ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅದರ್ ನೌನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ತದ್ಧಿತಾಂತಸ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡಿರೈವಿಂಗ್ ದಾಶರಥಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಶರಥ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೌನ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತದ್ಧಿತ. ಸೊ ತದ್ಧಿತ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಫಿಕ್ಸಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಆಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ರೇಂಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಅ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗ್ ರೇಂಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ವೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಾಸ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಇಂದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಹವಿಹಿ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಹವಿಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಯು ವುಡ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಐಂದ್ರ. ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಹವಿಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ, ಯು ವುಡ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಗ್ನೇಯ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ, ವಾಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಯು ಕಾಲ್ ಅ ಹವಿಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ಆದಿತ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ ಅಸ್ಯ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಹವಿಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ. ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಡಿರೈವ್ ಎ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ, ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ಸಫಿಕ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಣ್ಯ. ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಣ್ಯ, ಓಕೆ, ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಣ್ಯ ದನ್ ಅಕಾರ ಗೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ, ಆರ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಯ. ನೌ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಯ. ನೌ ದ ಅಕಾರ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಲೋಪ ಬೈ ಎಸ್ಯ ತಿಜ. ನೌ ಯು ಆರ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಯ. ಓಕೆ, ಆದಿ ತ ಯು ಯು ಅ. ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೂ ಯಕಾರಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಡಿಲೀಟ್ ಎ ಯಕಾರ. ಹೌ ಡು ವಿ ಡಿಲೀಟ್ ಇಟ್? ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್. ಹಲೋ ಯಮಾಂ ಯಮಿ ಲೋಪಃ, ಹಲಃ ಪರಸ್ಯ ಯಮಃ ಯಮಿ ಪರೇ ಲೋಪಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟು ಡಿಲೀಟ್ ಎ ಯಕಾರ ಯು ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಹಲೋ ಯಮಾಂ ಯಮಿ ಲೋಪಃ. But since this also applies in our Dvitva Prakarana, Dikshita just put it there. Did that make any sense? Okay. Exactly. Mahatmya is further a problem with Halo Yama Yami Lopaha. If you say Yamvarna followed by Yamvarna will get Lopa, then here we have M which is followed by Y. Mahatma Yam. M is also Yamvarna and Y is also Yamvarna. Will we get a Lopa here is the question. The answer is no. Why? There is something which we use called Yatha Sankhya. That is respectively when one Yam is followed by the same Yam. That is when Yakara is followed by Yakara, then only we get Lopa. When Makara is followed by Makara, then only we get Lopa. If it is a different Yamvarna, two different Yamvarnas, then we do not get Lopa. So that for that, as a counter example for Halo Yamam Yami Lopaha not being done, he gave Mahatmyam and Tadatmyam. Okay. Fine. There was another question. Am Gavyotihi. Yes. Question is, when you do go shabdat yuti shabdi yuti shabde pare gor yutau chandasyupa sankhyanam iti vartikena athava adva parimane cha iti vartikena avadeshah kriyate. So you have gav yutihi. Now there is an apatti says delete the vakara. There is a sutra further on which we see, which we saw after that, which says lopashakalyasya or hali sarvesham, which says when vakara is followed by a hal, it will get deleted. So here you have gav yutihi, where there is vakara which is followed by yakara, so delete it. Will we get deletion is the question. We do not want the vakara to be deleted. The form is gav yutihi, where vakara is heard. So how do we prevent the deletion of a vakara is a question. For that we use a technique which is called prashlesha. What is prashlesha? Prashlesha, as we saw in Nanchalo, is the introduction of a letter, or say there is a letter which is not obvious. That is, when you have Nanchalo, I said na a achhalo.
whether it is na plus ach or whether it is na plus a plus ach, if you do savarna dirgha, you end up with nach. So you do not know that extra akara is there. So there are cases where whether Panini meant it or not, we means not us, that the Vartikakara or Bhashyakara adds, tells that there is one extra letter there. Say, Akaraha Prashleshaha. So here also they say there is one extra Vakara. Where is that extra Vakara? Either in Vanto Yip Pratyaya, when you had Vanto Yip Pratyaya, the Sutra, before the first letter, there is one Va. Before that, you have another Va. There are two Vas there. V Vanto Yip Pratyaya. Or in Goryutav Chandasi Upasankhyanam, Goryutav V Chandasi Upasankhyanam. So you add one extra Vakara there. But that Vakara will not be heard during pronunciation because there is one more sutra, Lopo Vyorvali, which takes off the Vakara. So the commentator says there is one extra Vakara there which you are not hearing. Why are we not hearing? Because of other sutra for deletion. But that Vakara is there. So what is the point of that Vakara being there? It tells V Vantaha Shruyamana Vakarantaha. Says the Adesha is a Vakaranta, which is Av or Av, and it is Shruyamana. The Vakara should be heard always. The extra Vakara there emphasizes that the Vanta, the Vakara in the Vanta will always be heard. So no other sutra will be able to delete that Vakara. The Vakara in the Adesha. When you have Gavyutihi, it says Vakara Shruyamana Hasyat. The Vakara, when you do the Adesha, should always be heard. So because of that, you will not delete the Vakara. Okay? Not clear? Prashlesha means to put an extra Vakara there, which you are not hearing. Prashlesha means something which is there but not visible. The Vakara there, the additional Vakara which you are putting either before Vantoye Pratyaya or in Goryutav Chandasi Upasankhyanam, you are not hearing it. But it is still there. Not in the Prayoga. Not in the Prayoga. In the Sutra. In the Sutra Vantoye Pratyaya. Is V Vanto Yip Pratyaya means Shruyamana Vakarantaha Adesha Hasyat Yakarado Pratyaya Pare. It's only in the Sutra, not in the Prayoga. So, or in the Vartika, when you say Gor Yutav, Go Shabdat Yuti Shabde Pare, V Shruyamana Vakarantaha Vantaha Adesha Hasyat. Gavyuti has only one Vakara. It's only in the Sutra or the Vartika that you put one additional Vakara to derive that meaning of Shruyamana. Exactly, Ashte, that's all. Yeah, you can never delete it, that's all. When you do Vantadesha from this Sutra or from this Vartika, you cannot delete the Vakara using any other Nimitta, is what it tells. No. Prashlesha means something which cannot be seen. Vakara Prashleshaha means the Vakara in the additional Vakara which you are putting into that Sutra, which will not be heard. Hidden. Prashlesha means something which is hidden. The extra Vakara there is hidden. The commentator in the Advaitika or the Bhashyakara can tell that it is still there. So look at it, that's how we get this name. Okay. So any other questions from anybody else? The questions need not be... Yes. It can be that, but I think the R also gets a Ruchha. That sutra, Paghradhma, Pibaruchha. You get for Rudhatu, you also get the Ruchha Adesha. So, okay. Yes, that R is in the Bharigana. So, any other questions? Even if you have questions about the part which we covered earlier, you can always ask either mail or personally. So, we'll see. So, for now, I think this is it.
येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते।